Democrats, the healthcare industry's favorite progressives. The California Assembly killed CalCare again. Single-payer healthcare, universal coverage, the bill that would cover every person in the state, from Redding to San Diego, without premiums, copays, or medical debt. California Democrats hold 62 of 80 assembly seats, a supermajority. An Assembly Appropriations Chair, Buffy Wicks, held the bill in committee without letting the full chamber vote on it. This is not a surprise. California Democrats have killed single-payer at least six times since 1994. In 2017, Speaker Anthony Rendon shelved a bill that had already cleared the Senate. In 2022, the bill's own author pulled it before a vote because he couldn't find enough Democrats. In 2024, Wicks held it in committee. Same result every time. Different excuse every time. New York has the same problem. Democrats control the Senate 41-22. The Assembly is even more lopsided. The New York Health Act has been introduced every session since 1992, and it has never received a floor vote since Democrats got full control of the state government in 2019. Not once. Obama had a 60-seat Senate and a 257-seat House in 2009. He had called himself a single-payer proponent on video 6 years earlier. Once he won, he took single-payer off the table before the hearing started. The bill was written largely by Liz Fowler, who had just left her job as vice president at WellPoint, the country's largest health insurer. The Obama campaign had taken $20 million from the healthcare industry, three times what McCain received. When doctors and nurses showed up to a Senate finance hearing to ask why single-payer wasn't being discussed, Capitol Police arrested them. Here's what this costs. The U.S. spends about $14,885 per person on healthcare every year. The peer country average is under $8,000. A Yale study published in The Lancet found that Medicare for All would save $450 billion a year and prevent 68,000 deaths annually. We're not spending more for better results. We're spending more to keep insurance companies profitable. The Democrats will tweet about health care. They will send strongly worded letters to the insurance industry. They will fundraise off the anger. And then they will take the check from UnitedHealth, hold the bill in committee, and ask you to vote for them because at least they're not Trump. They are the healthcare industry's favorite progressives. The industry is getting exactly what it paid for.